This portion of the show is brought to you by Crazy Country Boys Services. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Hope you all having a great day. Olivia joins me for at least some of this hour, maybe the whole hour.
With some of your comments. And give us more. talkwithjeff.icloud.com.
Yeah, we had them pile up. I didn't have you yesterday because you were out swimming. So I couldn't do comments. I can't read. My eyes are getting bad. I getting my eyes checked. Things are more blurry.
I don't know if glasses would fit you.
You have to get a visor. I mentioned Crazy Country Boys Services as I was coming in. I was over there this morning to pick up Isabel's car. They fixed the AC. So I will mention he did a great job. Crazy Country Boys Services. They recharged the AC. I guess that Freon has gotten harder to get. They're using something different than the Freon now. It's telling me that the Freon has gone up from because of government regulation, of course, and, you know, which forces plants
what
to
else?
Shut down. Yeah, yeah. So the old style Freon was like $80 per whatever canister they get, and it's gone up to like $400, just to give you an example of recharging those old systems.
And you know what I find hilarious about the fact that you were doing her AC, and that I know that Isabel will find so funny too? It's like, you have to drive her car one time and it's a little bit hot and suddenly the AC is being fixed after like 4 years.
She's almost 20.
That's funny.
And she got this car, well, she got this car before she was 16, I guess. So it's been over 4 years, and it was like a little 96 Isuzu Rodeo. And the neighbors had it, and they just wanted to kind of get rid of it. It was just sitting there as a friend of a neighbor.
Yeah, it was like $8. Yeah,
no, it was $800, you know, so it was a good deal. Yeah, but I guess you're right. She took the Tahoe. She did a little road trip with some friends. So they're like, just take the Tahoe. It's got more seats, more options.
And then we had to deal with it.
And I'm driving around the Isuzu Rodeo, and you're right. What a hypocrite. She's been complaining about the heat. I drive it for a day, and it's like, yep, time for AC. No, it was kind of like an early birthday present for her. So thanks to Crazy Country Boys for knocking that out and making that happen. One more auto-related thing before we get to all the news items of the day here. Finally got my part for my truck, that Nissan Titan that broke down that I've been dealing with for like 5 weeks now. They finally shipped the thing. This rebuilt computer after like 3 weeks.
Let's make it a holiday.
Supply chain issues. That's what I hear. I hear that there are new cars sitting on dealership lots that have sold, that went out and then came back for warranty issues, you know, to get fixed. And they're sitting there for months and months and months. These brand new cars that people are paying, probably a monthly payment for the car payment, just sitting there because they can't get the parts to repair these cars. I mean, this is happening all over the country. So still feeling the impacts of the bad government decisions, and society went along with it for the most part, except for a few of us here, I guess, on COVID. Still feeling those supply chain issues years later. So,
and how much further is it going to go on?
Yeah. How much more does it go on? Okay. I want to get some updates here on the Stage 1 fire restrictions. Before I do that, I want to remind you about, the Blind Brothers, because me and Angela got our blinds replaced in the house in Flagstaff. They did a great job. Really great blinds. They came in, they measured everything up. They kind of went through all the different options for us. And once we decided, they gave us a great price at the Blind Brothers. Then they came back. They took them all out, got rid of those old things from the 90s, and they put in brand new blinds, and they were installed perfect. They worked perfect. I'd highly recommend this great Northern Arizona company. You're in the Verde Valley, in the Prescott area, in the Flagstaff, Sedona, Williams, you know, anywhere in Northern Arizona. The Blind Brothers will come on out and help you out. And remember, if you mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, you get a discount on installation. So please mention the Jeff Horvitz Show when you call the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423. That's the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423, or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. So I just got off the phone with, was he the chief? I should have wrote this down. I think it was the chief of the Verde Valley Fire District. So Verde Valley has the whole combined fire district for a bunch of communities down there, because I've been trying to track for you where the fire restrictions are. You know that we had on the program Mayor Phil Good recently, and he texted me yesterday and said, and it might have been after we got off the air, that Prescott went into Stage 1 fire restrictions, which I believe have begun or will be beginning before the long weekend here, the 4th of July weekend. As you know, it's hot. It's windy. Mm-hmm. So Prescott, Yavapai County, Coconino County, Flagstaff, pretty much every community in northern and central Arizona is now going into stage one fire restrictions. So we started off the week talking about the 4th of July weekend and the fact that fireworks are legal. We talked about this like every day because fireworks are legal, the ground spinners and the fountains.
Sadly.
Yeah, and behind
there's a couple behind me.
Behind Olivia is a big package that we bought at one of those tents that pop up during fireworks season because Arizona has fireworks season. And sadly, we will not be able to use those this year. I was planning on doing, you know, a local, not local, but our family.
Local little, as in like the five of us.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where local came from. We were going to do just our little, you know, light off some fountains and have, you know, we have a big gravel area and hoses all at the ready. So we were planning on doing that. So that's why I've probably been talking about it so much this week because I've been looking
at it. Yeah, there's been an ulterior motive.
Yeah,
here.
I'm sitting here staring at my, you know, what is that, $150 package of multiple fountains and spinners and poppers and whatever else they that you're allowed to use here in Arizona. But I am not going to use it, sadly. I'm announcing this right now, Olivia. Our 4th of July display has been poo-pooed. Canceled because everywhere is in stage one fire restrictions.
Everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. So I talked to Verde, like I said, Verde Valley Fire. They said they're going into stage one. So that means, what that means is it trumps the state law at that point. State law allows the local communities to, if the state or federal government says, hey, we're in fire restrictions for the, you know, Prescott National Forest, Coconino National Forest, whatever the case may be, then the local communities can put in the restrictions on fireworks as well. So that is, I would say, in place just about everywhere. And honestly, at this point, even if it's not, probably wise at this point with the wind and how quickly it dried out.
I mean, we want to have fun, but then we also don't want to
really want to fire blow afterwards. Some stuff up. You know, I love doing the fireworks and stuff, but maybe New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will save them.
You can do them during New Year's as well, unless there's stage one fire restrictions. But when does that happen?
I know. Snow on the ground.
So we'll save them up, and I guess we'll have a New Year's Eve display this year. So anyway, yeah, just if you are going to do it, you better call your local municipality because you don't want to be the one to burn it all down out here. Even though we're much better than last year as far as where we're at.
Yeah, a good winter.
We got fire. And let me – I shouldn't open my mouth. Yesterday, I was like, okay, this law probably came into effect, which is fireworks legal in Arizona, because – most of the politicians live in Maricopa County. Maricopa County is like, what are you going to burn down there, right? And that's what I've been saying all week. It's like, oh, it's desert. What's going to burn down there? So that's why they want legal fireworks. Shouldn't open my mouth because...
Fire in Scottsdale.
Yeah, north of Scottsdale.
A small brush fire in Scottsdale, Arizona ballooned Tuesday night and has now burned nearly 4 square miles. And this was a couple hours ago. Whew. So more than 1,100 residents have been evacuated as 250 fire personnel work to extinguish the blaze. That was weather.com.
It must be like just the desert scrub brush and stuff, right?
I guess. And if it's anything like the dry grass, then it can just spread real
fast. Yeah, I guess the challenge is that you're getting into a dense area with housing and stuff, and that's what could burn is the structures. You know,
well, 1,100 residents and 4 square miles.
That's a big area, yeah. So, and the winds are cranking, so, okay. Well.
But I'm saying that means that they're like... all kind of packed in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The per person per square foot down there, or whatever, per square mile, I would imagine sharing, is quite extreme.
Sharing with like more than 250 others.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on any fire risks out there. Let's see. Let me hit one news item and then let's get to some comments before the show progresses too much and we don't get to any comments. Governor Hobbs did another executive order, and we talked about it a lot yesterday with Rob Wilson about how these politicians, and it's not just the Democrats, it's the Republicans as well. I'm sick of executive orders. We have a process where the legislature makes the laws. You have the executive branch, we have the judicial branch, and then you've constantly got these politicians in the executive branch doing executive orders, which is basically overriding or making their own laws on their own. Individual person. So she did an executive order, which will, let me just read it. The order greenlights the state to provide insurance coverage for gender affirming surgery. Also includes a provision that bars state agencies from cooperating with civil or criminal cases in other states where such health care is banned. So a couple years back, Arizona prohibited, the legislature passed and former Governor Ducey signed a law that said that this is for state workers, state employees who are on the state healthcare system. Translated, the system that you and I are all paying for through our taxes, right? So now she did an executive order basically reversing that, just magic wand. She's trying to reverse state law that was put in by previous administration, previous legislature, that's barring the state agencies from disallowing this. So basically, she's greenlighting, providing through taxpayer funds, insurance, because that's this is heavily subsidized, the insurance premiums. Because I know, because I'm paying, I think our family pays now, we have private insurance coverage through, I think it's Blue Cross, we're over $1,000 a month now. For five of us with a $10,000 deductible. So the state employees, you know, that's part of the gig. You work for a state agency, you get decent health care, and you're either not paying very much for it or it's included in your as part of your salary. But yeah, so she's basically opening up gender affirming surgery. So the surgeries for these folks to go in there and you know, do their thing on your dime. Just makes me mad.
It
just,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's another wonderful thing. This is on the back of last week's executive order by Governor Hobbs. And Hobbs made national news on this gender-affirming one, by the way. Last week, she did an executive order on abortion, which ordered the 15 county attorneys. So your 15 county attorneys basically look the other way and refer any kind of abortion case to the state attorney, the attorney general. So basically, if somebody violates there's a 15-week ban on abortions here in the state of Arizona. Again, passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. This went through the normal process as far as how you're supposed to make a law. And if a provider does the abortion over 15 weeks, they're in trouble. They're in violation of Arizona law and face the prosecution and the penalties and so on and so forth. Well, she did an executive order just last week saying, oh, no, that's not the case. I'm the governor.
She just wants more awards.
She wants more awards. She's going to go on an executive order craze like Governor Ducey did when he was in there as well. Anyway, your thoughts, comments, always welcome. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Let's get to some comments, Olivia.
From Catherine regarding wood-fired pizza oven restrictions. According to news outlets, there are less than 100 of these. According to the New York Post, one of these would have to burn for 849 years to equal the output of 1 year of John Kerry's private jet output.
Let me give you a little background here if you weren't listening this week. So this is kind of blown up nationally. New York City wants to reduce, they want the people who have those wood-fired pizza ovens. We've all had that before. It's good. You get the thin pizza. Yeah. There's a couple places that do it in Flagstaff. You see them all over the place. There's, how many they predict are in New York? What was this? What was that article saying?
100?
100 of them. And that's what I was saying. I was like, how many could be in
that's
New York?
So,
how many could be in New York City?
For such a big city?
100. And I was like, a couple hundred. So they want these restaurant owners to retrofit their chimneys. Some of these have been there for a long time. Like Grimaldi's has been there forever. That's where they started. And I don't know how old that thing is, but they describe it as part art, part science, as far as figuring out the chimney and how it cools, how much smoke it takes up, et cetera, et cetera. That regulates the heat, which directly affects the pizza taste and everything, right? It's like, it's their flavor. It's like if someone had a whiskey barrel, it's like, what kind of barrels you use? What kind of, you know, it's part of the whole process. So the boneheaded politicians and bureaucrats in New York are, I guess it's causing global warming, 100 wood fired ovens. So they want them to reduce.
Likely.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they want them to reduce the emissions by 75%. And it's going to cost these folks tens upon tens of thousands of dollars. And then they're like, the restaurant owners are like, and we might have crappy pizza after this. It's going to affect the quality.
It might make just a little bit more sense if they weren't just like picking and choosing, just like, oh, let's just hit the pizza restaurants. It's like if they were putting an effort to have like everything
The barbecue places are next. And those people boiling the hot dogs, you've been to those hot dog carts in
How
New York.
Dare they?
I mean, that steam, that's just, it's, you know what we need to do is we need to cap the hot air coming out of these politicians by 75%. We need some kind of national law on that thing. But okay, so next they're after the barbecue people probably. Now, I could see a city possibly doing it. I think Phoenix does this. You have certain like no burn days if you have an old stove, because if we were back in the day when, think of London with the coal fired, this and that, and the city was literally like in a black haze because that's how everybody was doing it. Okay, I could see something like that, within reason. And I'm not saying to do that in Flagstaff or Prescott or anything tomorrow, because every once in a while you'll see a haze in the valleys, like Dony Park, you'll see that north of Flagstaff with the wood stoves. That's going to blow away. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you have millions of people all doing a fire at the same time.
Just look at we're the talking pictures 100 pizza of like ovens. How it used to look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, and John Kerry, he flies around in his jet and then preaches global warming, but I'm sure he buys carbon offsets and he gets his pizza from like I don't know, the microwave or something. Who else you got? talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Actually, let's come back and do another one. We always love your comments. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Get those in and we'll share them as the show progresses. Rob Wilson was in yesterday from Timberline Firearms and Training. Remember, Timberline is just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. They have a great special going on in July where range time is unlimited. So this is just for July coming up. You go in there and normally you buy it like for an hour block or whatever. This is, you can go in there and spend a couple hours, hone your firearm skills, and you can spend as much time as you need. So that's a great special, summertime special at Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. And don't forget about all their training courses from, new to firearms, somewhere in the middle to expert level. Sign up for these. They go very quick, 928-526-7900. That's Timberline Firearms and Training at 928-526-7900. Or just take it, and remember, right now with the stage one fire restrictions, Rob was talking about this yesterday. No, don't do tracer rounds, things like that. It was probably better to go inside indoor climate controlled shooting range right north of Flagstaff. Timberline Firearms and Training. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
It's the cap the hot air and save the world from stupidity act of 2023. That's what we can call it. It's the politicians need to go away like 75% of the time. We need 75% less of them. If the world would be a better place. And the bureaucrats.
The taxpayers are paying for so much. How about we just pay for a vacation for them? It's like pretty permanent. Yeah. Like it would be like a worthy thing to pay for.
You make a good point. A lot of times you'd be like, oh, that's, we can't do, you don't want to, these politicians going on these paid junkets, these vacations and this on the taxpayer dime. It may be cheaper just to send them all away for a couple months on the taxpayer dime.
Well, they're spending so much money anyways.
Okay, but you've got to leave your cell phone, no communications. You're like going on to Exile Island. Was that on the Lost Island?
You may bring nothing, only the clothes on your back.
They do that. What's that one on Discovery, Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That might be not good for some of them. That was mean. That's an internal thought, Olivia. Come on. I like to, because the politicians are hard at it and they are not on the Lost Island, leaving us alone anytime soon, I like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver. just for the next stupid thing they come up with, just as a security, as an insurance policy. I use Desert Gold Exchange right here, based in Arizona, a family-run company. Justin and his team keep their overhead low. They pass the savings on to you. Desert Gold Exchange, spot price is spot price. They keep the fees low. I challenge you to call them, put them to the test with their pricing. Call Desert Gold Exchange right now at 928 Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. They get a third because I messed it up. Desert Gold Exchange, 888-852-4343. We'll get back to comments here in just a second. I want to update you on something that happened in Prescott. Prescott Mayor Phil Good mentioned this on the program, I believe, last week. The state legislature passed their enormous budget, and in that part of the budget process was they allowed the individual representatives, the House members, the Senate members, all to have kind of a slice of the pie for their projects, a lot of pet projects, in my opinion, to get them to kind of play ball and come to the table and agree on this massive budget that passed, the second largest in dollar terms in Arizona history.
Oh, so they like each got something they wanted in it so that they would vote for it?
Yeah, Olivia, we'll give you $15 million to spend in your district or whatever. You know, you just got to play ball, wink, wink, you know, that kind of thing. So, of course, you got stupid stuff that happened. And one of them happened in Prescott. Mayor Phil Good mentioned this. There was a 15, let me get the price. I believe it was $15 million for the Prescott Rodeo, for the oldest rodeo, right? And the problem is, and Mayor Good mentioned this, was that it violates the gift clause because it was going directly to the private operator that leases the city space to do the Prescott Rodeo, right? Mm-hmm. So they're saying, nope, now there's a lawsuit. He was saying, I think there's a gift clause problem here because you can't in Arizona give directly to an organization, an individual, any kind of benefit like that. So now there's a lawsuit. So the funding is on hold in this instance, which I suspected would happen. This has happened in a couple spots as part of the budget process. There was $1 million to horse racing track Turf Paradise, $10 million for International Dark Sky Discovery Center. That's in Flagstaff. I'm sorry, $5.6 million for a nonprofit Lowell Observatory. So kind of impacting all parts of the state where they were using the money for the politicians. They were basically saying, oh, and in fairness here, the politicians are saying this went through legislative council. The lawyers looked at it and they said it was okay. So, you know, there you go. So no money.
Great.
Are you sad?
The
check was coming, the Olivia fund.
I mean, it seems like it doesn't matter. They just pour in a bunch of money everywhere and it makes no impact anyways. So not particularly, but. So
anyway, legal challenge there. All right, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@iCloud.com. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Gutter Helmets in its third year advertising with us here in the show, and there's a very good reason for that. So many of you have been so happy with Gutter Helmets' number one gutter protection system. This is not just a leaf filter or a screen. This is a reverse multi-patented curve that deflects all the pine needles and all the debris. So many of my neighbors have said so many great things about Gutter Helmet. So many of you have emailed me over the past 3 years. Now in Arizona, Gutter Helmet has over 50,000 feet installed. In the U.S., over 80 million feet installed. Over 40 years experience, Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty and on performance and materials. If you don't want to clean those gutters again, you don't want to go up on your roof, then you need to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now at 928-318-6555. By the way, mention the Jeff Horowitz Show and you can save up to 30%. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555 or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ms. Kitty Steakhouse in Williams.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
I don't know what to do for the fourth now. Probably barbecue. No fireworks.
Our plans have been crushed.
Prescott has the fireworks. I guess I thought Twin Arrows was having them as well. Cottonwood was having them. Angela went over that list on Monday. Kind of limited. Flagstaff has
a large list.
Flagstaff has some laser show. I don't know. I guess it'll be good. I've never seen it. It better be a good laser show, though. I'm sure it will be, right? But I'm not sure
it'll be fun, but I hear laser show and I go, lame. If I'm being perfectly honest here.
Yeah, I got Joe Galli will be on the program, and he's going to talk about the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce parade. That's like one of the biggest. That's in downtown Flagstaff. That's like one of the biggest parades, small town cities in the country. Mm-hmm. So that one's always good. That's something fun to do, especially it'll be a little cooler up in the Flagstaff area. I saw my neighborhoods. I need to look in. I didn't call them, but I know people are pretty upset. I live in East Flagstaff. It's the Continental Country Club area. It's probably 3,000 plus homes. It's a big area and a lot of different homes, a lot of different neighborhoods. But they're having some kind of, like, giving out free ice cream and doing a movie or something.
Wait, there's free ice cream? Never mind the movie.
Yeah, but I don't know where this free ice cream's coming from. We need to look into this a little more.
Oh, it's coming from your wallet,
but we
course.
Just got assessed because they were, like, on the verge of bankruptcy. This
uh-huh.
What are these things called? These right. Homeowners associations, right?
That's funny.
Yeah, and then they did this election. And they wanted money, increased fee every month because, you know, if the country club goes broke, you know, it's going to be the end of the world. And I was like, okay, things just go broke. Sometimes just got to let it go and sell off the golf course to a private entity maybe. I don't play. I played golf for a while, but stopped playing it. So I was like, I really don't use it. I don't, okay, whatever, you know,
yeah,
but anyway.
They walk on the golf course. It went through it. Like,
they voted on this thing. I don't know if I ever shared this story. This is like last winter. They voted on this thing, and you get like a mail-in ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are so reliable.
Yeah, and this proved to be real, real reliable. They started counting the dang ballots, right? And they like fell short by a few votes.
No, we didn't get our way.
They failed, so they recounted them like four times until they finally won by one vote. I was like, okay,
that's not suspicious. Woo! If and you had like, gotten it to start with, there would have been no recount.
And I was like, wait a second, don't we recount it? You recounted when you were short the votes. Don't we recount when we're over the votes too? I mean, can we have an equal amount of free counts?
Yeah, that seems a little bit.
Yeah, anyway, so I don't know. It's all good, I guess. So we had to write a fat, and you're talking like when you hear Continental Country Club, you think, oh, people going and playing tennis every day and golf and just a bunch of, there's a lot of working class neighborhoods within Continental Country Club now. And there's a lot of people who are having a hard time, quite frankly, with the increased costs of everything. Flagstaff's gotten really expensive. The country's gotten really expensive, right? So I think we had to write like and everybody had to write like a $2,000 check or finance it over time.
Exactly. So paid for the ice cream. And so therefore we should go get the ice cream so that your money doesn't go to waste.
Well, I don't know where the money's coming from. So they just said free ice cream. So I'm just making assumptions. I didn't call them. I didn't do any kind of journalistic thing here where I was following them. I'm just saying if it's part of that fee, I'm going to be a little upset because it's just open to everybody. It's like, well, you should have to show your like, look, it's always easy to be gracious with other people's money, right? It's like,
oh, definitely.
It's like free phones for everybody. Free. Well, somebody paid for it. Free ice cream. Somebody paid for it. Free housing.
Like
somebody paid for it.
Serve or what?
You just got your mind on the ice cream. The free money. You're just like everybody out there now. Everybody wants something for free. $2,000. I could have bought an ice cream machine. We could have bought our own self-serve ice cream machine for $2,000.
I just made a batch of ice cream. I came down here to do the show after me and Mom made a batch of ice cream from the cherries that we picked fresh from a tree.
Yeah, we have a couple cherry trees. We're having a pretty banner year for harvest so far. We've gotten some great zucchini. Yeah, great zucchini already. Tons of onions. Corn is looking promising. They just picked pails of cherries, which they made cherry pie. Homemade cherry pie and homemade cherry ice cream.
And tons more stuff to come. Maraschino cherries, and I don't even know what else we have planned.
What's a maraschino cherry? Is that the thing in the... is that the thing like you do in like the drink?
Fancy
drink?
Yeah, and you like do it in the jar.
Okay.
Right. I remember we haven't had a good cherry year in a few years. Like, there's just, like, three cherries on the tree, and the birds like those.
Yeah, birds eat
them. They fly away with them.
They're like our walnuts, our black walnuts in Camp Verde.
Oh, we've never gotten one of those, like, ever.
We have black walnut trees all around the property. These things must be...
they're just, like, wildly growing or something.
What are they, $20 a pound? They got this hard, soft, green outer shell. That didn't make any sense. They got this soft... they got this spongy kind of green shell outside, right? And then inside's the hard... It's really hard to get. So they're expensive. The squirrels eat them. The squirrels are running around eating $20 a pound with black walnuts. The thing
is, they eat it long before it's ever ripe enough to pick.
I'm going to shoot the squirrels and then eat the black walnuts that way. They probably taste good. Black walnut-infused squirrel. That'll be our 4th of July. That'll be our 4th of July
when it's like 100% fresh grass-fed cows or whatever, we're like, what are they called? Black walnut-fed squirrels. Barbecue for 4th of July, yeah.
We could probably sell the squirrel meat for like premium $50 a pound. They're massaged.
You don't want to know what it is, massage but it's real
them
good.
And we feed them black walnuts. Hey, if you're tired of your homeowners association and you want to sell your house because you don't want to pay the expensive fees and the monthly fees and maybe
don't
like,
want to get free ice cream.
Don't want to get free ice cream and you're like, hey, maybe I just want to get some land somewhere and build a big house or, you know, move out or whatever. I would call Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group brokered by eXp to list your home because quite frankly, Kelly's got all the experience you need right here in the Flagstaff area, in the Flagstaff market, the knowledge on how to price it, how to market it, how to sell your home for the highest price possible. She's got a full team of dedicated professionals that are going to be with you every step of the way from listing to close. Go ahead and Google Kelly Broaddus or DuckDuckGo or whatever app you use. Broaddus. Broaddus. Look up her great reviews that she's got out there and check her out. And also NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. Go to the website NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. Get the valuation of your home right now in about 60 seconds or so. You can also call Kelly at 888-446-5602. Has anyone had squirrel? I've actually never had squirrel. I hear it's... It can be tasty, but
I'd be a little scared to try.
Skeptical. Yeah. You got a comment? Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
So this is back to the wood-fired pizza.
We're still on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That
there
one struck
mostly
a chord.
Cons on that. Oh, but this is Daniel. Hi, Jeff and family. As if the coal-fired pizza isn't enough, I read yet another talking point for the lefties and their scientists. Apparently, our human drain on the global aquifers has caused, according to models, an Earth axis tilt of 80 centimeters. Something about that doesn't sound good, but...
Wait. I'm confused. Read that again. I was thinking about...
Apparently, our human drain on the global aquifers
human drain. So we're sucking the water up the wells from.
Wait, but the thing about that is
the water doesn't go anywhere.
There's still the same amount of water.
Well, yeah. Okay, it's taken out of the ground though. There's still the water.
It's a different state.
Well, all water's recycled, right? Okay, so the human drain on the water aquifers is causing
an Earth axis tilt of 80 centimeters.
Which, 80 centimeters.
How does that make sense? Because isn't that like in space?
Who is this? Can you use inches?
Wait, what are we talking? Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't 100 centimeters 12 inches, or is that just stupid?
It's close.
Like on a ruler.
Let's get a ruler out. But let's not even go down that road because we'll sound stupid, which we probably already do. So wait, he's saying because they're sucking.
The Earth has changed 1 foot.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Terrifying.
I don't think that makes sense.
80 centimeters sounds cooler than 1 foot. I think that's why they said that.
80 centimeters sounds extreme. So, yeah, I agree with you.
And then I was like, the size of a centimeter.
Okay, what's the point? Is there a point?
I don't know.
Do we screen these emails? Maybe we should screen them a little more next time. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Is it causing global warming? Is the pizza-fired ovens causing... the issue? We're baffled here. You might either email us and follow up on that a little more because we're confused on that one. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
That's I just thought that Jeff. Sounded like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know that island, I mean, it's, you got Guam that could flip over. Remember?
Threat of sinking.
Yeah, the congressman. I don't think he said it would sink. I think he said it would flip over, didn't he? Or was it sinking? I can't remember. Is that
flip
Johnson,
over,
Congressman
but that's
Johnson.
Like the same thing.
Yeah, but that's assuming like islands are the islands are floating on water. They're not.
Well, no.
I mean, they might be in some weird science fiction movies or whatever. But okay, let's move on here. I got a report here. My mind is hurting after that one. I got a report here on politicians whose ancestors had slaves.
Because that took a second to soak in.
Because why would... Okay, so I don't have a report, but this was like front page news at the Arizona Republic. A Reuters report has come out. Imagine all we could do if we put these think tank cubicle expert geniuses to work doing something constructive
something
for
useful.
Society. Yeah, like figuring out whatever that last email was about, something like that. So anyway, they got this whole report here on influential people whose ancestors owned slaves. And of course, the first picture you see here in Arizona, because Arizona Republic's based out of Phoenix, it's supposed to be Arizona's paper, but who do you see? Congressman Andy Biggs. So that's the first person you're going to see, right, is that his ancestors owned slaves.
Evil.
And then they showed a further down, because you have, of course, she's not in office anymore, but she was there multiple terms, was Democrat. At least they actually pointed out a Democrat here. Democrat Congresswoman, former Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. And they were saying, oh, her family owned slaves. Her ancestors had slaves five generations ago.
I don't see why it matters.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, so...
Besides the fact that they're hypocrites,
But what is the point? What is the point of pointing this out, that somebody in an influential position's great-great-great-great-great-grandpa had owned slaves?
It's like, if we're going to go like that, then we might as well just be ashamed of the entire country,
our whole history. Let's go back.
It's all based on that in the beginning.
Here's my question. So. How far do you go back? So if you want to start investigating anybody of influence, or any person on planet Earth, for that matter, where are we at, 8 billion people now, how far back are those people responsible for their ancestors? Do we go back to medieval Europe? Do we go back to Roman times? Do we go back to Babylonian times? I mean, how far back is reasonable anymore? So there's five generations. So they're looking at all the members of Congress. They actually took the time to trace the ancestry and do all this work for these people.
Well, I mean,
people.
The further you go back, the more and more and more and more closely related everybody's going to be.
Is that true? Are you getting your information from whoever sent that last email? Yeah, no, I guess you're right. The further you go back, you are right. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, she's right. But so the further you go back, the more you're going to find that everybody probably has skeletons. And they have skeletons in their closet.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something. You can probably go back. My mom did extensive research on our ancestry.
We have like a book of this.
It's like an axe murder or something, wasn't there? That sounds good. But you're going to find something like that.
And like five. Am I somehow
tainted because of that now? So anyway, they went back and they found that 100 of the 535 members of Congress have ancestry that have slave ownership in their past. Not surprising. Two of the current Supreme Court members, all living former presidents, except for Donald Trump, which is surprising because you figure they'd
find something that's like only him.
Yeah, like, and they did a whole thing. Well, that's because his family came to the country after slavery was abolished. Okay, so did you go back to Trump's ancestry from, I believe his family came over from Germany, if memory serves me right. His grandfather came over from Germany. Did you go back and trace everything back in Germany? I mean, we want to be thorough here. We want to make sure we go through the entire thing. Now, Henry Louis Gates Jr., a professor at Harvard University who focuses on African and African-American research, told Reuters that people should use these discoveries as learning opportunities. Quote, this is a learning opportunity for each individual.
So we're just like shunning people from society or something based on this?
Probably. It'll probably lead to that. Mm-hmm. Or if you own a wood.
Because that's the way I
If you own a wood-fired brick oven, you're right up there. It also is also a learning opportunity for their constituency. What does that mean? Like, oh, I shouldn't vote for this person because their great-great-great-great-great-grandpa won't say, this is so stupid. And for the American people as a whole. It's like these people like look at themselves in the mirror and think, what would I like to hear myself say?
I'm just going to find that. Get that big word. What was it? Something?
Constituency.
Yeah. I just wanted to use that word. Yeah. And so I wrapped a sentence around it. And really, it has no meaning.
We do that sometimes on the show here. We're like the word of the day. Or Pee-wee Herman from the 80s. The word of the day. If you remember that, you know what I'm talking about. All right. Love your thoughts. Report on politicians whose ancestors had slaves. You can send that in. Wood-fired pizza oven's always fun. Anything like that, we'd love to hear from you. Or anything in general.
Yeah, we might need to know. I mean, if you suspect that, like, your next-door neighbor's, like, grandpa murdered this one person,
we want to know that because we're concerned about you. If you can trace it back all the way to Roman times and, you know, slave ownership back there, we'd really like to know because that gene pops up every 2,000 years,
What about war?
What is it good for, huh?
Absolutely. Well, no, just like nothing. Everybody's going to relate back to some soldier sometime.
I guess. Everybody's going to relate back to everything. I mean, you can find just about anything if you dig hard enough. Apparently, that's what these people do. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Sportsman's Bar and Grill has been voted the best sports bar in Flagstaff 13 years in a row. They've got 17 TVs for all your sports action. Plus, all day, every day, you can always get something good to eat off their $4 menu. And don't forget, Sportsman's Bar and Grill has happy hour going on all the time. $3 Mexican canned beers and hard seltzers, $4 daily craft beer specials, and $4 pint specials. And don't forget about their daily specials. I go there a lot for these great specials, including Taco Tuesday. They have awesome tacos at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Wing Wednesday, half-price wings. You know, these wings are like gold nowadays, so take advantage of Wing Wednesday. Get half-price wings. And Thursday night at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, you get $3 sliders. Sportsman's Bar and Grill up by the hospital, just north of downtown Flagstaff in the Bash's Shopping Center. I think we may have helped people this hour and hurt people.
Apparently we're both a little confused and confusing.
Me and Olivia are just looking at each other like we're just confusing ourselves today. We did give you good information on the fire issues that's going on. Hobbs executive order on gender-affirming surgery. And taxpayers, you're going to pay for that now until there's a lawsuit. But, yeah, rodeo, Prescott rodeo, gift clause. Not you get the right name here, Prescott Frontiers Day, you know, that gift clause issue. But, We also have this because you better get this in by tomorrow, by Thursday, if you're listening to the podcast.
The end of the June giveaway. And you definitely want to be in that when we're drawing.
You got to be in it to win it.
Because there is so much stuff. A Timberline Firearms and Training gift card, a $50 Home Depot gift card, courtesy of Kelly Broaddus, $50 at Namarco's Pizza, and another $50 at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. And then finally, a $50 Visa debit card to spend anywhere, courtesy of Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I'll look at that email because Olivia is looking at me like, how do you not get this 8 centimeter?
Okay, moving
thing?
On from the giveaway.
Oh, are we not done with that?
Yeah, no, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, well, she's like, I get it. And I'm like, I don't get it. So we'll look at that.
I mean, it's not like all the facts clicked into my brain. I was like, oh, yeah, the Earth's axis is exactly this many degrees and whatever. I just don't get why you were so confused the way he was looking at me.
I think it's the wind blowing and the pollen in the air.
I think we both just
I think
some
these politicians have just eroded my brain after 7 years. I don't think there's anything left.
You go somewhere in some rabbit hole down your brain and you can't even explain it anymore. And everyone else is listening and they're like, huh.
Do the giveaway. Talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. More to come. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in Williams. Another hour starts now.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
How does that require a spoon?
There are cherries in the bottom. You need to use the spoon to scoop it up.
We're on cherry overload.
Yeah.
Well,
they came back with more.
We've been entering cherry overload today and probably for the next week or two.
What's this drink called?
Cherry limeade.
Oh, cherry
limeade. But it's a homemade one.
It's a homemade cherry, not like one of the Sonic ones. Yeah, but like Olivia said, last hour, the cherry tree blossomed. No.
Yeah. Well, it would have blossomed a couple months ago.
And now it has blossomed into cherries. Grown cherries. Of which we have bucket loads now.
There's millions.
I've got a cherry limeade in my hand. I've got
cherry pie awaiting you.
Pie awaiting. Upstairs. And
ice cream,
homemade cherry ice cream coming as well. You guys are very crafty.
See, when this happens, though, you have to be prepared to jump on it and be like, okay, I got to do something with, you know, 20 pounds of cherries or 30 pounds of cherry or whatever.
Well, and only a short amount of time because you have to pick them or the birds are going to eat them. So.
Yeah, they start eating them.
So you have to pick them quick and then be prepared to process them or eat them or give them away or whatever. And there's more.
Get some of those Eurasian dove to eat them and then shoot them, and you have cherry-infused dove. You know, we were talking about the squirrels last hour eating the walnuts.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's good. So, yeah,
well, the birds have already
started. We've done this in the years past, and we wind up having, like, cherry burgers. It was like
one time I made cherry burgers. Yeah. I'm going to make, like, a cherry coffee cake.
Yeah.
Mm. You can find lots of random stuff. I don't know how random I want to go with it. Like, I saw one with cherry salsa. You know how people put mango or pineapple? Well, you can put cherries in.
Yeah. Well, nature will provide. What I find kind of sad is with the high price of food, it's gotten out of hand, and people are really struggling with inflation. By the way, I have Joe Galley on tomorrow from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce, and inflation is one of the topics.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of fruit trees, especially in the fall when the apples come out, and the apples are just falling.
They go unpicked.
And like, it's like, really, you
they're
could
rotting
do so
on the
much
ground.
With those. And I just like, you could actually save some money if you, you know, went and got those or started what they used to call a victory garden and grew some of your own. We've got zucchini going. It doesn't take too much.
No, but sometimes, like with the cherry tree, we don't have to do anything for it. Like, you know,
we don't do anything.
We don't water. We don't prune it. We don't trim it. We don't do anything.
It either grows or
we don't fertilize or anything. And
cherries,
some years we have thousands of cherries and some years there's five.
Yeah.
But when we have thousands, we pick them as much as we can. We can't get up to the top. I make maraschino cherries. I've made all kinds of stuff. But a lot of them, there's a lot that go unpicked that they just sit there and rot.
Filet them, fry them, can them, pick them by Forrest Gump when they're in Vietnam.
Roll them, saute them.
That's about it. that's one of the classic movies. Yeah. I'm still hopeful that this 4th of July weekend, maybe I'll wait for the reviews to come out because nobody actually knows. I want to see the Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's going to be woke or is it just somebody saw a preview? Oh, come on, people.
I don't know. I mean, maybe
should we wait for the preview
wrong.
For the
review? You can see the trailer now. But, but it doesn't give anything away.
They could hide stuff. Like he's running around drinking Bud Light. Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
In his walker.
I don't know if it's like that.
How old is he? 80 something?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. You happy with our blinds?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
The Blind Brothers did a great job.
Finally got them replaced, so
I was trying
very
to
happy.
Say something witty that had to tie in with Indiana Jones, but I have nothing. Mm. I couldn't tie in anything. But I can tell you that it keeps a lot of stuff out, keeps people from seeing stuff, which is a good thing. And it got rid of the 90s blinds. You're about to
laugh.
They
were broken.
There. Yeah, they were bad. They were really bad. But the Blind Brothers, they'll do a great job for you. Great Northern Arizona company. They will measure everything up. They'll take out the old ones. They'll help you select a great set of new blinds, shutters, or shades. Call the Blind Brothers and mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. You can get half off installation. We had them do the installation. We didn't want any conflicts, right?
Right.
You have the cherry in your mouth, don't you? And they came in, they installed them. We're so happy with the blinds that we got from the Blind Brothers. 928-634-2423. That's the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423. Or go to theblindbrothers.com. Why don't you look up the fire update there in Scottsdale? Scottsdale's got the Diamond Fire burning, which is a really rapidly moving brush fire that happened down there. A lot of homes were evacuated. See if we got any updates on that. I've got, let's hit on, okay, AAA gas prices. So they're expecting this to be the busiest 4th of July travel weekend ever.
Ever,
ever. Beating 2000.
In general, like planes or on car
planes,
trips?
Trains, and automobiles.
All of it?
Yeah. Remember that movie? Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes, I know that movie.
Beating 2019 pre-COVID Insanity, where there's around 49 million people that traveled. They're expecting 51 million people in the U.S. to are projected to travel over the 4th of July weekend. And then you got flight chaos going on right now, though. So a lot of people are flying places. Mm-hmm. But this is more of a driving. Most of the people are, I think it was 40-plus million people actually drive.
Yeah. Well, they go camping.
Yeah, you go camping. This is not super long. It is a long week. It's on a Tuesday, so a lot of people are taking
four days off.
Yeah. 1,900 flights already been canceled, 6,700 delayed as air quality threatens New York. You know, you got fires back there.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. And Chicago.
As well, yeah.
Because of fires in Canada.
Luckily, the Canadian fires, that's right. Luckily, you know, they're solving it, though, by getting rid of the wood-fired pizza ovens.
Oh, yeah, so that's going to help.
That'll fix
no
that.
More fires next year.
Yeah.
The air quality will be so much better.
I had AAA up. Here it is. It has come down. The national average has gone down to $3.55 a gallon. We were looking at some of those trucks yesterday, too, and they're sucking some gas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we're still undecided about that. Yeah. Oh, go back and forth. It's so much money for a vehicle. It's outrageous. $3.94 is the average in Arizona. So we finally went under $4 a gallon. I think we're still one of the high. California's actually the highest now. We were up there because there's all kinds of refinery issues there. California's like $4.83. Washington's one of the most expensive at $4.98. Illinois is right around $4. So it's mostly the West Coast states.
The blue states.
Mostly, yeah, except Arizona, Utah, Idaho's in there too. They're about $4. Hmm. The Northeast, and then you get into areas in the South where, you know, they got all the refiners and you're like $3. And then South Dakota, $3.50. Hmm. You know, so it's better, I guess.
Yeah, it's come down.
It's come down. Yeah. So what'd you find on the fire, Olivia, the Diamond fire? It's pretty much same details.
Really nothing new, just people are being evacuated. And I'm guessing since like the latest update's like 6 hours ago that it hasn't been put out. So
Yeah, I wouldn't think
it'd
be.
Still burning.
Yeah, okay. So, and as I told you last hour, other cities and communities have gone into stage one fire restrictions. So just kind of keeping you up to date on that as we look at my poor fireworks package right behind Olivia that will not be lit now this 4th of July.
Yeah, I'm looking at the one that's called Instant Happiness and I'm wondering what that is.
anything that explodes is almost always instant happiness.
What in the world is
I don't
instant
know.
Happiness?
Well, we ain't going to find out until maybe New Year's.
I know.
New Year's Eve.
Arborist?
Yeah, arborist. Yeah, there's. Yeah, read some of those. What are, this is one of those fountains and sparklers. And there's. I think sparklers you can still do according to what the guy from the Wildland Fire Department said yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But I would question anything if it's.
I think this might have. So it's a package with
lots
of different.
Yeah, so we're going to be out there like, sparklers. He had some big ones last year. They're like 3 feet long.
Yeah,
like a joust.
The big long sparklers.
The kids got on their bikes and lit it, and they were riding it. I'm just kidding. CPS, we don't do that kind of stuff. You heard about this? I didn't touch on this. This is already old news, and it appears that from the Musk camp, they're saying that he's not going to do the cage fight. Did you hear about this?
Oh well, told me he was, but I didn't hear anything.
Well,
else,
they did. So. Like they challenged each other. So Mark Zuckerberg, who's the CEO of Facebook. And a rabid leftist, I would add. And Elon,
and he's like trained in martial arts, right?
He is. And then Elon Musk, owner of Tesla, SpaceX, Twitter, bigger, better things, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even launches
Facebook.
Rockets.
Yeah.
However, when I look at Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, I think Musk would have some problems. Mark's got a little bit of beer belly. Zuckerberg's a little younger, and he did win this like jiu-jitsu thing, I think, in Brazil or whatever. Wherever. He showed up in a mask and everything, and he actually won the competition. Hmm. And then they found out who he was afterwards.
Well, I've never seen a, like side-by-side of them, but I always got the impression that Zuckerberg was like taller. And
yeah, I think this would be – it'd be interesting to see. And I think this would be really a good idea for like world leaders. Instead of going to war?
Two go in and one comes out.
Yeah, cage fight to the death. So we're talking like, okay, let's take Putin and
Zelensky.
They're both
leave
supposedly.
Leave the rest of the population
both,
out of it.
They're both the tough guys, you know. They're just leave the population out. Okay, that's it. We disagree. Cage fight to the death.
Yeah.
And they go in,
yeah,
and that's how you resolve it. I mean, it's not too far off from where we used to be
with
duels
and stuff
like that. Yeah, but just case. Maybe politicians should do that too. you know, Speaker of the House and Majority Leader. We'll figure out who's right on this vote.
Yeah.
I don't know. They used to do that. It was, if memory serves me right, Alexander Hamilton and
Burr.
Vice President Burr. Mm-hmm. Was that under Adams' administration or Washington's? I can't remember. But they had a duel, and who got killed? Look up Hamilton Burr duel, and let's get our history right here. One of them's dead though.
Yeah,
I think it's Hamilton.
Yeah, right? I think so.
I think Hamilton was dead, and then they banned the dueling after that for some reason.
I wonder why.
Kind of high profile there is just like okay. You know, that's not good. But I mean, is that a better way to go? It's kind of like my theory on electing our representatives at this point. Just randomly pick them from the phone book. If we had a phone book.
Yeah.
Hamilton died.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
See, the thing about that, though, is that it sounds good for, like, people who are already leaders to, like, do, but not to become the leader because then you just get, like, the strongest person.
That's true.
And that's not the best thing every time.
This is why I bring Olivia on. She tries to point out did you think this through?
We didn't think this through.
I didn't think this through at all. Well, okay, what if we go, and I don't think either one of you saw Game of Thrones. But
I saw enough to know that I don't really want to watch it.
I saw enough to know that I really want to watch it.
See, if Game of Thrones would have taken out some of the just absolutely... in your face sexuality. Mm-hmm. It was,
I think that's when I,
graphic.
When I would walk into the room, that's what it was. And I'm like, what are you watching?
Yeah, I'm like, this, seriously, there hasn't been five episodes and they haven't done this. And then all of a sudden she walks in the room and I'm just like, what's going on here? Nothing to see.
If it pauses real quick when I come in the room, then I know why.
But anyway, if they would have maybe toned that back a little bit, it is a storyline that I think Olivia would have loved.
Yeah.
But then the graphic violence, too, is really, I mean, this is graphically violent, graphic sex scenes. And it's unfortunate because the storyline follows a storyline like a Romanesque type thing or any kind of power struggle between the powers that be. I mean, it was in that way, it was well written, but they have to add all the other stuff.
They do. Cause that's, it's
just unfortunate.
Hollywood.
It is. Yeah. They Hollywooded it.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Hollywooded. Yeah. It's kind of like how you said Duck Duck Goat It.
Yeah. Duck Duck Goat It.
Well, that's what happens. They insert all the, you know, the language and this scene and that scene. And it really is not pertinent to the story.
I'll share this text with you in a second. It's pretty funny.
Why are you laughing?
I got a text from somebody. I'll share it here in just a second. I shouldn't have my phone on, but I do. But anyway, at one point, the guy who is one of the brothers of one of the like ruling families, he's he's a little people, right? I can't remember the actor's name, but they challenged like a fight to the death or whatever, and he was able to pick a substitute. So I think the solution,
like
thinking
a champion.
This person can go in my place.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
That's what I mean.
Okay, Olivia's like, I'm challenging you to fight to the death, and then she looks over at Ogor over there, the 350-pound, death hound, and she's like, he is my stand-in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah, so that's the solution right there. But then you'd have like a whole group of people training for this, and but then we could televise
it. It would become a whole thing.
Dark today.
It? What is this? The Hunger Games?
It's like the Hunger Games. It's like gladiatorial.
We didn't realize it, but this whole time we've been describing the Hunger Games. we just need to replace.
we just did the Hunger Games. No, but they were picking from the subjects. The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I know.
So they would randomly pick under 18, right, or something like that.
No,
under 16.
It was like an age range 18? Or something. Yeah,
12 to. Oh, Olivia's like, I read the book 18 times. 12 to 18 year olds, and they would make them fight. And at one point, the leader's like, somebody asks him, hey, why don't you ask me why we don't just round them up and just shoot some of them? It's like, because there's a little bit of hope,
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of hope can be a bad thing. Something like that. That's not word for word. But I don't know, maybe that solves some of the problems, It's just like, okay, go do your cage fight. Leave me out of it. I'm tired of these people, All the billions that have gone into Ukraine.
Is Musk backing out of this then, you said?
I don't know. I saw that his son had reported that they're not going to do it. I mean,
yeah,
somebody's
sure all publicity.
Who's
going to
do that? Somebody's going to lose. Or they're both going to just get battered.
Neither
to
one of them can lose.
No.
So their egos are too big. So neither
they're
one
both,
can
they're
lose.
They're both AI guys. Just have like robot wars or something.
Yeah.
something like that. Let's see. Let me get to some news items here. Hang tight for just a second. Love to hear from you as well. Olivia's got some comments. Give out the, why don't you do this? Email address, and then let's remind everyone about the giveaway, which is ending tomorrow, and we'll announce the winner on Friday's show.
Email us at talkwithjeff@icloud.com anytime, or you have one more day, just until tomorrow, to enter the June giveaway, which you can also leave a comment for. And you definitely want to do that because there's a ton of prizes. Let's see.
Plethora.
And yeah, a plethora of prizes. There's like over $200 of stuff, plus a Timberland Firearms and Training gift card, $50 Kelly Broadus Home Depot gift card, $50 at Namarco's Pizza, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, and then another $50 Visa debit card, Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Okay. All right, good stuff there. Hey, waiting until recession becomes official would be very late and not a very good decision or constructive when you're going to change your portfolio. Why don't you call Glenn Lease and his team at WT Wealth Management? They know that predictions about what markets might do are often wrong. That's why it's better to, better to prepare, usually, than to predict. Predictions are usually wrong.
Yeah.
We want to study on studies and predictions, right?
Yeah.
And we'll find that most of them are wrong. Glenn can help you strategically position your portfolio based on where you are in your financial life. Everything matters on your age, where you want to be in retirement. I always say, I don't tell you how to invest, but I tell you, get people around you who are smarter than you, get people who do this. And I've worked with Glenn Lease. He's done a good job for us. Why don't you give Glenn Lease a call? See if it's a good fit. Glenn Lease, the WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Lease at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. All right, comments when we come back. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Gutter Helmet's been here on the show for 3 years now. There's a reason for it, because so many of my listeners throughout northern Arizona have found that this is the best, the number one gutter protection system out there. It's not one of those cheesy screens or the leaf filter that just gets clogged up with all the junk. No, Gutter Helmet's got 40 years of experience, offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty on performance and material. If you don't want to clean those gutters anymore, you don't want to go up on the roof, then you need to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, right now at 928-318-6555. Never clean your gutters again. In fact, if you call or text right now and mention the Jeff Horowitz Show, you can save up to 30%. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. Or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
I feel bad that I may have shorted a comment from last hour, Olivia.
I don't even know why you were so confused.
It's just like it came in.
We're going back to this one because it's like stuck in your mind.
Yeah, I wanted to look this up. I was like, it was kind of an email from Daniel, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Read this one more time, because we do have an article. Although it is from CNN, so that's what it's worth.
Hi, Jeff and family. As if the coal-fired pizza isn't enough, I read yet another talking point for the lefties and their scientists. Apparently, our human drain on the global aquifers has caused, according to models, an Earth axis tilt of 80 centimeters.
And there's more.
Oh, yeah. Next will be New York pizza.
You didn't read this part last hour.
Yeah, because you interrupted me.
I know, which
you
just
made us keep talking.
Sorry.
Next will be New York pizza made only from recycled urine or spin glass
perspiration. Ironically enough, Olivia and I were watching Dune last night. Not the 1984 Dune with like Sting and all those people, but the newer version of Dune, right? Mm-hmm. And they're in the desert, and they have a water problem there. Mm-hmm. Big water problem. It's like never rained and like, you know, whatever. And they extract water from their bodies and they're all like squeezing it into this community jar.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's not too outrageous to think. Okay. So this CNN article here, humans pump so much groundwater that Earth axis has shifted. Study finds another expert.
Humans' unquenchable thirst for groundwater. Wait. I have a problem with that first sentence. Like, sorry that we have to drink water to survive.
You dirty human. Remember, on Planet of the Apes.
But humans' unquenchable thirst for groundwater has sucked so much liquid from subsurface reserves that it's affecting Earth's tilt, according to a new study.
Oh my God.
Groundwater provides drinking water for people and livestock, and it helps with crop irrigation when rain is scarce.
Jeez, public education.
However, the new research shows that persistent groundwater extraction over more than a decade shifted the axis on which our planet rotates, tipping it over to the east at a rate of about 1.7 inches, or 4.3 centimeters per year. Mm-hmm. That shift is even observable on Earth's surface, as it contributes to global sea level rise, research is reported in the study published June 15th in the journal
Okay, so now it's not the global warming that's causing the climate change that's causing colder temperatures, but that's a whole other story, that's causing sea level rises. That's New York's underwater, last I checked, and Florida.
Miami and all that.
All those places.
Oh, they're gone.
So if that doesn't work out, we can blame it on, dirty humans sucking too much water out for their crops and their drinking. But the water's still here. That doesn't even make sense.
It's not like it leaves.
Where did it go? Okay, let's just go back to Daniel's less than eloquent talk about recycled urine. It's still there. Yeah. It didn't go anywhere. So I don't see any tilting here. I don't think that this is something we should worry about. The tilting of the earth and something from sucking.
What
about when you dig ahead?
Go ahead.
What about when you like quarry out? See where they're going? See, here's the problem. They're backing themselves in the corner because they want electric cars. They don't like humans. They don't want you to drink water. Water's pretty essential.
Let's replace life with robots.
Yeah, okay, but they do want you to have an electric car, which they'll have to dig out of the earth. So what about the displacement of the materials?
Yeah, what about digging?
The mines? If you dig a mine that goes way down, sometimes miles.
Yeah.
And then you bring that to the surface. Does that tip the planet? Like Guam?
Maybe we could counteract the water.
We put it in the right place.
Pumping with the mine digging.
Yeah.
And then it will equalize.
Or we could just, stack bricks like that, and like whatever country will like level it out.
Yeah.
Just like dump everything there.
Daniel, thank you for bringing this important issue to light here. I think we should study this more. And then we should get back.
I think this calls for more studies.
More study. And then eventually we'll have competing hashtag science results on this. Mm-hmm. And the humans drawing the water and tilting the earth. What happens if the earth tilts too much? Is this a problem?
Well, and is more water pumped from one area than another? And that's what's causing? Because there's humans all over the earth.
Some humans like to drink more than others.
We're pumping water from every corner of the earth.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, let's get everybody together. Think tank it on both sides and then come up with the best plan and then put those two people in a cage for a cage match fight. And the one who wins will go with that plan to solve the tilting earth problem. All right. Your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. DeMarco's Pizza voted best pizza in Flagstaff. And wings.
Best wings, too.
Phenomenal wings. Phenomenal pizza. Three locations to serve you throughout Flagstaff. Order online at namarcospizza.com as well. You can get curbside pickup or delivery. You've got a great selection of craft beers there as well. Namarco's Pizza, namarcospizza.com. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're thinking about refinancing your home, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She'll be able to help you out. Whether you're refinancing, purchasing a new home, maybe an investment property, maybe a second home. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She knows what's going on here in Northern Arizona. And Nova Home Loans is Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. So they got local decision making like a bank, but access to all kinds of programs like a broker. Call Kim Dawson. She'll help you out. Plus mention the Jeff Horovitz Show. So you can get $250 off on the lender's fee at closing. 928-310-6458. That's Kim Dawson. 928-310-6458 or novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. I'm going to get to some of your event issues and some more comments some upcoming 4th of July weekend events. Where did it go? Real quick here. This is why I don't trust. I love the technology we have, all the cameras. This one's a sick story. Arizona man accused of secretly filming another man in mall bathroom stall. According to court documents, 23-year-old Jonathan Roy Jackson admitted to police that he has a fetish and records other men in the bathrooms. It's like at a mall in Arizona. I've always wondered, you know, whenever we go to, we're going to have a discussion of VRBOs and stuff like that with Joe Galley tomorrow on the show. But whenever we like go to a VRBO, I'm always thinking.
Yeah, you wonder if there's a camera.
Because cameras have gotten so small.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking tiny that these things can be.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm always thinking, we did do a VRBO once and we come in and in the kitchen it says, there's a camera on in the kitchen. If you don't want to be on, then disconnect it.
Yeah.
How many people don't even see that though? And it's just like.
Yeah, it's just, I get it from the owner's perspective, because if something gets damaged or something, they want proof.
Yeah,
but you want your privacy too, and there is an expectation of that when you rent a place out, that you have some privacy.
Is there like a, you know, scanning for bugs device? We've talked about this with the Apple trackers and all those tracking devices. Almost like with the technology nowadays, you want to go into a room and sweep it.
That's the word I was looking for. You go into the bathroom, into a stall, and you.
Well,
you know, you're not going to sweep for bugs in there.
Yeah, they just need to make, because it is illegal,
obviously,
but they need to make the penalties harsher on things like this to try to dissuade people. I think that's the problem we have in America now, is the penalties for committing crimes are either being ignored. I mean, look, we got a law on abortion here in Arizona, and Hobbs just does 15-week ban. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jack, you know, we don't have to follow that law, but let's follow that. Or... and we could take it to the other level on the national side with Hunter Biden and the disaster that guy is, and all the texts that have come out between the Chinese businesses and you know, just insanity. And, you know, what's going to happen to him versus look what they're trying to do to Trump. You know, you and I did something like Hillary Clinton, we'd be in jail. She just out there doing her thing, enjoying her life. All right. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You got a couple more events coming up here in Northern Arizona?
Yeah, I just kind of went around the area looking for what's going on this weekend, just in case people want to know. So in Cottonwood, on July 4th, they're having free food from 4 to 6.
Free.
Games, vendors, and a VFW patriotic salute, and then the fireworks at 9 or so, and that's at the Verde Valley Fairgrounds.
What kind of food?
I don't know, but yeah, I think like Walmart donated it, and then they got another place to serve it, and it's all...
Well, that's good.
Like donations and volunteers.
We ever forgot our neighborhood ice cream dish yet? Where that came from? Okay. I talked about that a little bit.
And then Clarkdale, in the morning, Clarkdale's going to have games, pancake breakfast, ice cream social, and the band, and a parade at 9.
On the 4th.
Yeah.
Okay.
From 7 to 11, they're having all this stuff, and then they're having a parade at 9. That's in Clarkdale.
We should go do something. I don't know if we're going to be... Tomorrow we can talk about the Flagstaff Parade, which is like one of the biggest small city parades in America, but maybe we should go see one of these over the weekend since we're going to be out and about.
Sedona is going to have free swimming on July 4th at the community pool from 12 to 4.
We should rank these, like...
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be mean, but say like, okay, free swimming.
Okay, and then first I know...
free ice cream.
I know John Moore talked about this in Williams, but on the 4th, they're having a parade from 2 to 3.
On the 4th.
On the 4th, down 66. Flagstaff, you said you're talking about that tomorrow.
Yeah, they're having the parade.
But then the Symphony Orchestra, we've been to this before. They always perform that free concert at the Pepsi Amphitheater.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
They do lots of songs. Yeah. It's just fun. And you go out there in the grass and you bring your blanket and your chairs, and that's fun. And then they're also having a laser light show at Fort Tuthill, which is free.
They should do that with swimming. Maybe it'd be okay. And ice cream. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the laser light show thing, they're also having music and trucks and other activities.
Like
I mean,
Pink
I guess
Floyd
if,
or something.
You know, yeah, it's just.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good just to go out and.
The weather's better
amongst
here
other
for
humans,
being outside.
Amongst the water sucking humans.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
And then Flagstaff has some weekend shows too at the Continental Country Club. They're having some concerts, concert on Friday night and Saturday night. One is Garth Brooks, tribute guy. He's called Garth Guy.
Okay.
And then Queen Flash on Saturday. Oh. So if anyone likes that sort of music, go check it out. They're like $25 a ticket. It's,
just don't
it's
eat
not
my
that
ice,
bad.
Just don't eat my ice cream. I think my, my $2,000 fee that we all got assessed might be. I don't know if that's the case or not. We don't know where the money's coming from.
Yeah,
we
can't, I don't know
we
about
can't
that.
Say that, you know, with certainty.
But those ones sound fun. And like I was saying, like the weather here is nicer for outside stuff like concerts parades and stuff. You know, if someone's looking for something to do, there's plenty of stuff somewhere.
There's plenty of stuff. Get on out there. All right, Olivia, you got some more comments? I think you got to go.
Yes.
You got to go. Okay, you're out of here. Thanks. Mm-hmm. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Comments, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. What do you got?
This one's from Richard in Indian Wells, and this is kind of what we were talking about yesterday with, well, he says, the lyrics you mentioned are to Oh Susanna, because we were, like, asking for the song title.
What were we talking about?
You were singing something, like, again.
What? What's that?
It got so hot that I froze to death or
something. Yeah, yeah, I know. But I don't know why would we talk about that. I don't even remember yesterday.
I think you were talking about the
day after
the bad disaster movies.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, because it got, because of man-caused climate change, because you drive a car, right, that's fueled on gasoline or diesel or whatever, it got so hot that it actually froze. caused everything to freeze, like in a day, in the day after tomorrow, that cheesy disaster movie.
Mm-hmm. Disaster movie. The lyrics you mentioned are to Oh Susanna. We used to sing it in grade school along with Clementine or Oh My Darling. She'll be coming around the mountain and my grandfather's clock and more.
I don't remember that grandfather's clock one.
Yeah,
I've never
heard of that.
This was big stuff in like the 1800s. This was like the this was like the Beatles or what's the group nowadays? Justin Bieber, is he old? Is he old school now? Is he old? Is that way old? Who do you don't do the Justin Bieber thing? That's not in anymore.
No, stop Kid Rock? Embarrassing yourself.
Okay, what else you got? talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
You put this one comment on there from Terry. It was written in 1884 by Percy Montrose. Just another recorded by many artists.
Percy Montrose, is that the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, good stuff. Old school. Old school stuff there.
Yeah. I have another one from David from Munns Park.
Okay, David.
Jeff, love your show. Why doesn't anybody talk about left accusations when President Trump was in office that he would cause World War III? But when Biden is in office, who has admitted in his speech that sending the military equipment to Ukraine is World War III?
Yeah, it's... And why does the sun rise? I mean, it's just there's a double standard hypocrisy. You're just talking about with Hunter Biden. Look
at
what's like going on there.
Everyone hypocrisy, you know, pointing out someone else's mistakes and then not thinking about your own or your own sides.
Yeah.
It's like both sides.
Well, I would assume that you raid Mar-a-Lago and you get these charges against Trump because, you know, you're dirtier than dirt. Yourself, we're talking about Biden. By the way, a picture just came out of Biden, and I almost feel bad at this point because it's like, where's this at Fox or somewhere, you know? But he's got like his face is all dented in. He's saying because he's on like a new one of those breathing things for sleep apnea. He's not sleep, you know, this and that, and it's like this is one of the most stressful jobs on the face of the earth, being president of the United States
with like so much hatred. I would hate that job. Yeah. Just because so many people are going to hate you and you're just going to get like, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter so much. I mean, this might be mean, but for like an older guy but for someone younger, that ruins the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, because if you are young, think of like Clinton or even Baby Bush or
who's the other one?
Obama. They were fairly young getting in their 50s, I believe. Clinton may have even been 40s. And you got to. Most likely a lot of life ahead of you still. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's an old, maybe a little older, but not this old.
I mean, maybe Biden was on to something. this is
just getting sad. And the sad reality is that they're saying, yeah, he's using a CPAP machine for sleep apnea. So that's what the picture is showing is those marks from using that. And it's sad. I don't want to be picking on someone, you know, who's obviously in a declining state. But you are the head of the country, and you're the president of the country.
You brought this on yourself,
buddy. And the people around him, too. I mean, how dare you even, Greta, how dare you even talk about running this guy again, you know, in 2024? I mean, come on.
I know, not just for the sake of, like, our country, but like, for his sake.
Dignity at this point, you know? So it's like, and but then I look at him like, please stay healthy, and I hope you don't have to be taken out of office because of the, and I doubt they'll ever find a connection and never go back. Who knows if it go back to him, but with the whole Hunter Biden thing going on. But then you're like, Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, this is.
Whip her with takeover.
Really? This is your number two. How in the world did anybody say, oh, I got a good idea. Let's put somebody who's not that bright and who is just says the dumbest things as the backup plan here for somebody, quite frankly, and I'll just say it bluntly, who is beyond the average life expectancy of an American male. I mean, who thought that through? Let's put, maybe they thought they could control her and that she was going to be good, but man.
Yeah.
So I look at it and I say, this could go from bad to worse real quick if she became president of the United States.
I know we complain, but like at least we aren't at that point yet.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you for comments. We appreciate that. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. It is, you know what date is?
No.
Day of the week.
Nope.
It comes after Tuesday.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday, and I got $3 sliders. And did we wait too long to get you out of the public education system? Oh, that's mean. I know a lot of you have kids in public school. Look what happened. They don't know what comes after Tuesday. No, it is Wednesday, which means it's Wing Wednesday at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, where they have half-price wings. This is a phenomenal thing. You should take advantage of that. Go on out there. Please get a drink or something because they got great drink specials as well. Happy hour all the time at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Wing Wednesday. Don't forget tomorrow's $3 sliders. And they've always got something on their $4 menu, including an awesome pozole. We need to get back there. I could just eat that, some chips, and have a
they have all nice kinds of great
cold
stuff.
Drink. Yep. Great stuff at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, just north of downtown Flagstaff in the Bash's Shopping Center. Head on up there, Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall, and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. All right, wrapping things up. Remember, tomorrow's the last day. Get it in now so we don't get a flood of them at the last minute, but for the giveaway.
Oh, yeah, the June giveaway. You only have a little bit more of a chance. Go to talkwithjeff.com under sponsors and giveaways to enter.
Give us a good comment, too. We'd love to share that.
Yeah, we can read those.
Yeah.
Well, probably.
The text I mentioned earlier
that
it's from a family member. There was people were kind of throwing garbage out of a dumpster. It's a property we have.
Oh, I know this family member.
I don't know why they're throwing garbage out of the dumpster other than they were looking for scrapping stuff.
They were
stuff
dumpster diving.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. You know what that is?
That everyone knows what dumpster diving
I don't know. You know,
is.
I mean, if I say, hey, go to the phone booth, you people would be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I want there to be phone booths.
Get me a tape for the tape deck.
I was talking about that. Phone booths, the good old days. Huh.
But anyway, we get all kinds of stuff thrown in those dumpsters, and it's a sign of the times because the beer cartons and cans that were strewn about were Coors Light. There's not even a Bud Light in there anymore. You used to see a lot of the Bud Light as the selection of, hey, let's pick a cheaper one. You know, we're going to go drink by the dumpster and then make a mess of the place. Coors Light. So Coors Light continues to lead the pack here. Although it's Modelo. Modelo is now the number one selling beer. Modelo Especial.
Constant beer bottles. Hard to keep up
with. Yeah, it is hard to keep up. Love your comments. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Remember, if you've just listened to one show this week, which was early on the Monday show, and we were talking about, you can do fireworks. Most fireworks in northern Arizona, you cannot do.
Sadly.
Even though state, I just want to really stress this because I don't want somebody to listen to one of the shows and I want them to, you know, to now listen to this one.
Jeff told me.
No, it's, we've had people on from the fire departments throughout northern Arizona, or I've talked to them personally. And, stage one fire restrictions all over the place. So, and then Prescott joined that yesterday, Yavapai County. I talked to Verde Valley Fire Chief here or
something. I had high hopes after the wet winter, but.
There's some good looking fireworks we got right there. Should we put a picture of the thing up there?
I think we need to get rid of those before it makes us more sad.
Yeah, lock it up. It'll probably be worth more next year.
Okay, Everything will.
Cherry pit.
Who knows?
All right, we're going to go enjoy our fresh homemade cherry pie with cherry ice cream. I don't know about Sportsman's Bar and Grill, maybe.
That might be dessert afterwards, though.
I'm not buying you dessert if we do that.
I made dessert.
You did. You're very good at that. Tomorrow, Jill Galley from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Have a great night. Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company. Brothers Adam and Ted Gettles have been servicing your HVAC heating, cooling, and plumbing needs in central and northern Arizona for over 30 years. Gettles High Desert Mechanical provides full service, new construction, custom design, retrofitting, etc. The do-it-all. For service for the Verde Valley, Sedona, and Flagstaff area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical at 928-567-2200. For service in the Prescott and Tri-City area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical 928-772-2751. That's 928-772-2751 for Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Hi, this is Jeff Horowitz, and I started FlagstaffForLease.com several years ago to provide homes and office space in the Flagstaff area. Check out my current listings up at Flagstaff, the number 4Lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com. We've got everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes available right now. Also, we have office space. Single room suites up to larger spaces are now available up at FlagstaffForLease.com or call 928-526-7909. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity.